I am Leonard Whitbien. It's Thursday, December 19, and here's your news at 7 a.m. The Mines and Energy Ministry has filed a police case against Sinn Féin Investment for illegal mining in Uis, Erongo. The company was caught mining lithium under an exploration license during an unannounced inspection. Here's the Ministry of Mines and Energy's Anna Salkiers.
The violation warrants an investigation by law enforcement. The mining commissioner has reported to and opened a case of the illegal mining to the Namibian Police Force, and investigations are underway. At the same time, the ministry has already invoked some of the penalty measures provided for in terms of Section 3, Subsection 1 of the Minerals Prospecting and Mining Act, which deals with the conduct of unauthorized mining activities pending the conclusion of the investigations.
Namibia recently hosted the 11th session of the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services in Windhoek. The session saw the launch of the Nexus Report, a groundbreaking assessment on the interconnections between biodiversity, water, food and health. Ecologist Dr. Peter Cunningham weighs in.
What is quite interesting in the report is the visionary aspect that they're attempting to look forward in time, what potentially is going to happen on Earth if we just do business as usual and we have climate change taking place and global warming taking place at the rate it is, and it doesn't look good. Actually, it looks very bleak for humans on Earth. It's nice to have all these reports, it's nice to do all the science, but at some stage politicians and decision makers are going to have to take the bull by the horns and to do something about it. So the time for talking is over in my view, and we have to start acting. It's a scary report to read. If you read this, you think, oh my goodness, we are doomed, and we certainly are if we're not going to do something about this.
South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee on Foodborne Illnesses has appointed 15 experts to develop long-term strategies to prevent outbreaks and improve food safety. Briefing the media, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the committee's work will focus on addressing gaps in the regulatory system and ensuring public health safety.
The Minister of Agriculture in our previous press conference mentioned that out of the 5 manufacturers of this organophosphate called Tebufos, which they have inspected and tested the Tebufos, they reached the conclusion that it must be coming from outside the country because it was not similar to the one that is manufactured by the 5 companies.
Continentally, a stampede during a religious event in Ibadan, Oyo State in Nigeria has resulted in multiple fatalities and injuries, according to Governor Seyi Makinde. The incident took place at an Islamic high school where a large crowd had assembled for a family gathering. While investigations are underway, Makinde confirmed that the primary organizers of the event had been detained, as reported by Reuters. Internationally, the U.S. Federal Reserve has reduced interest rates by another 0.25%, its third consecutive cut for the year. However, the central bank has signaled just 2 cuts in the coming year. Our reporter is Nick Harper in Washington.
As expected, the Federal Reserve went ahead with a third and final rate reduction for the year. It brings the borrowing rate down to 4.25% to 4.5%. However, the Fed struck a cautionary note, suggesting next year it'll only implement 2 cuts. That's partly due to a projection that next year will see a slightly hotter inflation reading than previously forecast, and with it still remaining above the Fed's 2% target. The pace of cuts might not chime with incoming President Donald Trump, who's calling for a faster pace of reductions, with the aim, he says, of spurring on economic growth. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.